I mostly went for the lamb chops and a good time. But I got a whole lot more from the Project Inspire on the Front Lines 15th Annual Convention of Achdus. Really, my family and I, we chose to go on this Shabbaton because we needed a vacation. It felt like 6 months into a winter's month. It's been freezing cold in New Jersey. And hey, we've never been to Connecticut before, so let's go to the 15th Annual Convention of Achdus from Project Inspire. But I was a bit skeptical. I found the name rather dubious, for I never understood Achdus. I never got how it could be that if I don't subscribe to the same halachos as another form of Judaism, or a Hasidic person may not see my garb as being the same, and if one person should listen to different music, keep different halachos, act differently, how are we supposed to find Achdus? I never understood it. I chose not to think about it because I didn't have an answer. What does it mean, Achdus? We're all different. But I learned while looking around at the impressive 1,000 people at that Arman Resort Hotel in Stamford, Connecticut, that they were all, including myself, super different. Some rabbinic, some unlearned, some tall, some short, some skinny, some obese. Talented, untalented. Yes, so many different types of Jews. But we all move together in beautiful uniformity as different parts of a larger, more impressive whole. We move together and enjoyed and were inspired by Project Inspire as different parts of a larger whole. It seems that Achdus, stemming from the word Echad, is to have disparate, separate, unique elements, an arm and a leg coming together as one body, as a Klal Yisrael, joined with the same goal of bringing about Kavod Shemayim and spreading the knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the world. So Achdus, it seems, doesn't mean to be the same, to be totally similar, but rather the exact opposite. To manifest your uniqueness, what you can bring to the world, what you're inspired to do in the world, to bring about Kavod Shemayim. And when you do that, you are a Reuven, and you are a Zevulun, a Rachel Asara. That is a part of the Klal Yisrael that's united with different, separate parts, all working in harmony. You can't have everyone as Yisachar or everyone as a Zevulun. We need everyone to be one of the 12 tribes. And while I went to this 15th annual Project Inspire Achdus convention, not looking for much more than some Merlot and some roast beef, I got a new definition and outlook on the Jewish people of how we are united with the same goal. And when we are united and working in harmony, embracing and encouraging each other, we become a remarkably substantial and formidable force. So let us join together in Achdus, living in harmony, as different, unique parts coming together to make one larger whole.